In the years that followed, Stratt learned how to turn his creations into a very lucrative profession, which Stratt used his father's briefcase for. Tetra and Stratt's own childhood memories rekindled in the endless hours they spent together as they built the business. Their love grew stronger than the heaviest metals until they could no longer live without the other. Cello and Billy were maids of honor for Tetra's Inn, the family ever growing. As Stratt and Tetra began their new life together, Billy carried the manifestations of the couple's light literally on her garments, berets, and even a cork affixed to her stinger in the form of Stratt's clacking works of art, and word traveled fast. Stratt learned something he never got the chance to learn with his music. When it is shared, art grows and blossoms. Fittingly, his first real design was never duplicated for sale. It was meant to be one of a kind because it represented the one individual whose faith in him never wavered, the one who knighted him as an infant, his little sister Cello. Don't touch that dial. There's a little more ahead. Right here you see batch number one of some of Stratt's pins. We've got Boba Fett, the California Raisin, the Ghostbusters 2 logo, Hubert, Topps, the Sog Monster from Captain Crunch, Mac Tonight from McDonald's, Baby Fozzie, Ecto-1 license plate, the Atari controller, the Shattered Glass Decepticon symbol, Simple Simon, Shoe in a Shoe. Look it up on Google as a comic strip. Rocky the Flying Squirrel as a Mickey Mouse clock. Bat Tab, Gruffy Gummy, and Gidney the Moon Man, both played by Bill Scott. Geordi LaFetch, Keytar, Grimmy, the comic strip character. The logo for the old CBS lineup Toon Night, and Demuria Mousette.